Philadelphia police received good grades in their effort to implement reforms mandated by a Justice Department review of the force. Details from WHYY's Tom McDonald.
The Community-Oriented Policing Services, or COPS, branch of the Justice Department issued a report in 2015 with 48 findings and 91 recommendations, focusing on how officers are trained to use deadly force, department policies, as well as community involvement. The final report shows 91% compliance. Commissioner Richard Ross says that's really good, especially given how tense police-community relations have been nationwide.
We don't do anything in a vacuum. There are a myriad of things that go on while you're trying to do this police reform.
Ron Davis, outgoing head of the COPS program, says he's pleased with the work Philly has done to improve the department.
From what we see a very professional department that is making the kind of continual progress needed. But I think the challenge with that would be is we look at people's perceptions. This is why this is a perpetual goal. There's no finish line. That's going to be based on a lot of things, including generational mistrust, history, experiences outside of Philadelphia, inside Philadelphia, bad experiences that may be aberrant to the 6,600 men and women that serve.
Mayor Jim Kenney says he's not concerned those leading the Justice Department under Donald Trump will upend the reforms.
This is our Philadelphia Police Department. This is our Philadelphia community, and we will police ourselves and improve ourselves and move forward. I mean, I can't imagine any government, any administration telling us to roll back police reforms. I mean, to me, that doesn't make any sense.
Kenney signed an executive order reconstituting the Police Advisory Commission. The commission will consist of 13 members and will pay attention to three main areas: policy review, community outreach, and investigations. The mayor says the commission's budget is growing by $150,000, but he hopes to add to that. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.